I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications to help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. With your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
Hey there, Freddie D here. In this episode 91, we're joined by Deidre Sheehan, the dynamic co-founder and CEO of CapShoe, the fastest way to get clients from your content. Deidre is at the forefront of AI-powered content marketing, helping entrepreneurs turn podcast vlogs and live streams into high-converting repurposed content. She's the creator of the Honey Trap Method, author of Honey Trap Marketing, and a host of Win the Content Game, a 2023 honoree of the 100 Women to Know in America. Deidre brings deep insight and innovation to the world of content strategy. Welcome to another episode of the Business Superfans Podcast Show. Today, we're excited to have Deidre from CapShoe joining us to talk about some excellent technology that really helps expand your brand. Welcome, Deidre.
Thank you so much, Freddie, for having me on. I'm so excited to have this chat with you.
Likewise. So we were chatting before the show and we have a lot of things in common. So it should make for a great show. So tell us a little bit, Deidre, what's the backstory of how CapShoe came about? There's got to be a story behind that whole thing.
Do you want the short story or the long story? How much time do we have?
Go the medium story.
Okay, cool. I actually started my career in banking in Australia. Freddie and I were talking about this. I'm based in Texas now. I grew up in Australia. I started my corporate career in banking in one of the biggest investment banks in Australia. At that time, I was actually in the innovation team. Gosh, this is more than 10 years ago. My whole remit as part of that team was to explore emerging technologies, of which AI was one of them. I was very familiar already with AI. Granted, it was in banking use cases, but that was my whole world back then. Now, fast forward, I quit my corporate career. I did start my entrepreneurship journey back in 2013. It was in hospitality, which is incredibly difficult. We started with dessert bars in Sydney. We grew that brand called the Chalk Pot to 5 locations. We had 2 burger restaurants alongside it. It was tough work. It burnt my husband and I out. Came to a point where we're like, change, it's time for. And I've always wanted to experience living and working in a different country. At that time, I was exploring another business idea with another co-founder who I met in corporate. We were exploring a fashion technology idea. So I was like, well, what better place for fashion and technology than New York City. So we packed our bags in mid-2019, moved to New York with a seedling of an idea, but nothing really apart from that. We landed in New York just before COVID. We tested this fashion technology idea. We went to Wall Street and started speaking to young professionals. We went NYU campus, Columbia campus, speaking to college students. We realized there was not a big enough problem in that space for people to change habits quickly. So we failed that idea at the end of 2019. We're kind of at a bit of loose ends. You can imagine we're in this country. We had a bit of a plan, but whatever plan we did have, we kiboshed that because we decided to fail that idea. At the time that we were actually exploring this idea with actual end consumers, we were also talking to boutiques and brands. It was kind of like going to be a bit of a two-sided marketplace. And we went back to them and we knew that the one thing they always struggled with was acquisition, like a lot of businesses do. So we actually reached back out to them and we're like, why don't we help you in this other way? By accident, we kind of fell into agency work for e-commerce. Then COVID hit and we had to transition completely online. Agency itself wasn't business we wanted to scale. So we transitioned into coaching. We were coaching e-commerce brands to grow through digital marketing. And that was when I started my first podcast. It was through that experience of going, okay, this business that I'm trying to build, I have this podcast that I thought would be an acquisition channel. With any acquisition channels like, for example, podcasts, you also have to acquire for that. I think you know what I mean, Freddie, but you also have to market this,
right,
the content that you're putting out there in a way. So it was through that challenge of trying to figure out how to go about doing it without burning the team out. With my background more than a decade ago in AI, I was like, actually, this could be a really good use case for AI. And so that was really how Capture was born. It was born out of our own need to figure out a way to very efficiently, but with quality as well, be able to amplify the message that we were trying to talk about in the podcast. And so we started working on Capture, the beta product, and we launched that in mid-2020. This was before ChatGPT, before AI really even became known, because I remember we were at PodFest and we were talking to people about this is what we're doing, and we're showing them, we're literally like, yeah, just put in your podcast episode and you'll see, because at that time we really were targeting the show notes writing and some social media posts. And people were literally like, it was blowing people's minds when they would see the output, because AI was not, like, now we're so used to AI.
It's a game.
At the time, it was not a thing at all. And it was amazing to see people just have their minds blown. But oh my gosh, those were actually the words that I said. And it's been able to summarize it or put it into a structure that works really well as show notes for a podcast website or even for a blog or anything like that. It's been a wild journey since then. So yeah. Launched in June of 2022, and now we're here.
Wow, what an amazing story. I can remember back in 97, I joined a company as director of global sales and marketing for an up-and-coming product called CamWorks, which still exists today. We came up with tagline, Machining Intelligence. This was very early, and it was for engineering and manufacturing software, specifically in solid modeling for engineering to develop a coffee cup or the mold that would make a coffee cup and stuff like that. You got to mill out the metals and all that stuff so that you can pour into plastic or whatever it is to get the shape. And this technology would analyze the geometric shape, whether it had pockets, holes, and everything else. It would automatically, based upon a relational database, decide the tool pass and everything else to mill out the things automatically. Same thing, people were blown away with the idea that you just pushed the button and waited a few minutes, it analyzed it all. And then, you know, the guy would just check it and make some tweaks, and it was completely game changing. So I can completely relate to you going to PodFest, which I was at earlier this year.
Okay.
And the results that you got, people have a hard time accepting it because they just can't believe it's really happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, 100%. So that was great because we were the first in the space. We had that first mover advantage, but you know, with all things like, but then ChatGPT and other competitors into the space, it's definitely been a journey for us to shift with the market and go back to basics to figure out who we actually serve and what are we serving them with. So yeah, it has been a journey, but a fun one.
Oh yeah, totally. I remember same thing. All the competitive computer-aided manufacturing platforms were caught flat-footed. They were like, whoa, where do these guys come from? It was a fun ride. So let's go into what Capture actually does for somebody. And I know that it's not just podcasting, and it's evolved into being able to help other types of businesses. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So Capture is an AI-powered software platform. We help entrepreneurs creating content, coaches, consultants, service providers, our audience, podcasting, YouTube channel, doing webinars. They just even recording training, audio or video file into Capture. It creates all of the content marketing assets for them. There's three types. There's text-based, image-based, and video, and short-form videos that Capture does. The text-based assets are anything from show notes and YouTube descriptions, social media posts, LinkedIn newsletters, blog posts, even a lead magnet checklist. It pulls out quotes. It's got some really, really cool marketing strategies, which is why we can help our users get results. So that's the text-based assets, the image generation, YouTube thumbnails. It can help with, it's all AI-generated social media posts, things like that. And then the clipping studio is where you would put in a video, a longer form video, and you tell it what you want it to find. So you'd be like, find the funniest moments or the most inspiring moments and actually find 30 to 60 second clips in that longer form video and clip it for you.
That's very cool. So let's go back. You said one thing that was important, and that's providing guidance on marketing, because a lot of people create great content. However, they really don't know how to actually leverage that.
Yeah. Which was the actual issue that I was in when I was talking about my first podcast, where I was like, this stuff is so good. Like, I'm having these really great conversations, but I just was struggling to get it out there. Because at the time as well, I don't know, Freddie, if you ever did this, but you know, my form of marketing, the podcast, was like, I do a post on social media with those audiograms and with like an episode just dropped, you know? So what we did when we developed Capshow was we partnered with experts in particular fields. If I talk about social media, for example, there's two main strategies that we've built into Capshow from a social media perspective. One is the amazing Katie Brinkley from Next Step Social Communications. She has an amazing strategy around how to post less and grow more, anchored in a four-post social media strategy. Each post has a specific way of getting people's attention and wanting them to basically opt into. They're like, oh, yes, I have that problem that you're raising, or I'm in that situation. And so people are opting into wanting to know more about that. And that's actually how, through organic engagement, you actually get people to listen to the episode. And so we built that full social media strategy into Capshow. So it's not just social media posts for the sake of it. It's literally like, hey, here are the four posts. And this is even the why behind each of them. You know, this is the why behind the awareness post, the why behind the tip post, the why behind the community post, the why behind the action post. That's actually built into Capshow. We've worked with people who are really strong in the SEO blogging space to help us structure how the blog posts should be best structured. Even people in the YouTube space where we've gone, okay, let's think about with the YouTube description, how do we actually structure this and what are the really important components to give us the best chance to optimize our content for that channel? We actually work with experts in those particular spaces and we've built all of that strategy inside Capshow.
Oh, that's really saves somebody a lot of time, but more importantly, it gives them a roadmap to leverage the content that they put together and actually get a return on the investment of that content.
Yeah, exactly.
Into opportunities.
Yeah, because it's a lot of time that we spend creating content, right, Freddie? Even this conversation we're having now, this is time that you're putting into it. That was our whole ethos when we were building Capshow. We know working with entrepreneurs that everyone wants a return on their time or money. How do we actually make this the most impactful it can be? That's how Capshow was created.
Sure. Recording the shows is the easy part. The rest of it is actually turning it into content and actionable items. It takes hours.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, if you put together something that really buys someone's time back,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, maximizing that time to deliver valuable assets from, if they're doing a podcast that maybe a half hour, 40 minutes, you've turned it into tangible assets that they can leverage to expand their brand and attract clients for their business.
We have users who use Capshow in completely different ways. We have someone who doesn't have a podcast or YouTube channel. She'll go for a walk, record a 2-minute thought of the day on her phone. She'll put that into Capshow and user content creates. And even to the point where I mentioned that we have a lead magnet checklist. So it gives you, depending on what it is you're talking about, let's say it'll be like the 10 steps to XYZ. And she'll actually use that and create a course out of that then. It's like, here are my 10 modules or 10 training videos that I need to do off a 2-minute, you know, recording that she did. The uses of AI and Capshow specifically, it's just so limitless. Once you get into it and see the kinds of stuff that it can produce, the gold that it pulls out of your thoughts and the things that you're recording, you could get so much more out of it than you ever even thought.
Yes. And what's really cool about that is the fact that she was just walking and talking, mm-hmm. and that transformed it into really content, as you just mentioned, that turned it into a course that you can monetize
it. Yeah, exactly.
And that's a game changer in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us, Deidre, a story of one of your customers that got onto the platform and how that transformed their business. And now they're a super fan of yours, promoting the platform because of how it's completely transformed their business.
We actually have multiple angles that I could go down, but one that always really touched my heart is Ray Sean. He was an OG. He was back in the beta. Hope you guys test our beta version of Capture. He was saying that at the time he was also burnt out from podcasting and he was just going to give up. He was like, yep, it's not worth the time, the effort. I'm pod fading. He started using Capture and it saved him so much time. It tripled the number of listeners he had, even just from changing his show notes, using what Capture created. It meant that he could keep going with his podcast. So he's been a super fan because he talks about Capture all the time. Everything that we put out, like end of last year, we had a lifetime deal and he's one of the first straight on it. He buys our merch, you know, we've got shirts and hats and things like that. And he's always like, yep, yeah, whatever you guys are selling, I'm in, because it's completely transformed the way he views, you know, it's not a chore anymore to produce and publish his podcast. It's actually, it gets to become fun because not only am I able to save time, but I'm seeing results. I'm seeing an increase in listeners. I'm seeing more traffic to my website. I'm getting more calls booked off the back of that. So yeah, he's been a really great case study.
So he's really, you've really helped somebody who was about to say au revoir, mes amis, and turned around and said, wait a minute, this might be a game changer. And it did change his game.
Yep, 100%. So he's on a completely different trajectory now than he was before. So that's amazing. But we also get others where they followed the social media strategy and it's like, oh my gosh, the engagement on social media has, like, again, there was Adam Lamb who started using Capture for his wife's business. His wife is a business wellness coach. Started using the social media strategy on Instagram, it took off in terms of the amount of engagement, the amount of followers. It just worked for his wife's business. That has been a game changer.
Well, and that's an important aspect because a lot of the platforms, and I think that's really your big differentiator right now, is the fact that you're helping with the marketing strategy. Because a lot of competitive platforms that I've looked at, and like we talked before, I've been in the software industry for decades, is they're providing you the content and okay, here you go. This is what we delivered. Good luck. Because you got to figure it out yourself. So you guys have incorporated a whole different strategy, which is, okay, not only are we going to help you create the content, we're actually going to help you do something with that content that's going to give you some traction into what you're trying to accomplish with your business.
Yeah. 100%. That was a whole ethos, like principle going into it, because we knew, having been in that space as coaches, as entrepreneurs ourselves, that it's one thing to get something written for you. It's great. But then it's like, well, is this actually going to work? Because I did that for a long time. I just write, like, episode just dropped as my post, or like, I didn't put much thought into it. But I think that we all know, for anything to really be able to gain traction, there needs to be, more often than not, a strategy that sits behind it.
Right.
And that was kind of like my mission in a way. It's like, hey, how do I find the best people to partner with so that they can bring that strategy? Because that's not our expertise. Our expertise is bringing that to life. But they have the strategy. It works. And so how do we just try to populate the world with this strategy and have more people find success from it? So yeah, that was how we built Capture, 100%.
No, that's a great story. More importantly, I really like what you're describing. It goes far beyond just being a tool. It really becomes an asset. And there's a difference in the technology world. When it becomes an asset, it helps your business scale. That's the big difference you guys are bringing to the table, helping people scale their businesses by leveraging technology in a way other platforms don't.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing that to life. Yeah.
So let's go down a different road. Let's talk about the way that Capture really differentiates. How do I get that data in there? I mean, there's some people you just take a YouTube link, drop it in, it does some of the stuff. There's some people you have to upload the stuff. How do you guys work? Do you handle a multitude of different ways? How do I get my data into the platform and then from the platform to disseminate it to all the social platforms.
Yeah. So almost the workflow.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, by way of getting your data or your content in, you can either upload it or put your YouTube URL. We have multiple ways to do that. The other thing that makes Capture different is that we are very invested in making sure the content sounds like you and not like AI. Having been early in the AI space, a lot of unlocking of treasure troves, part of the workflow, one initial setup, thing, you create your persona. And so your persona is like, who are you? It's very simple. You just fill out three things of who you serve, all that you put in. This is optional, but you can actually train your tone of voice up front. And then basically you'll see night and day like that. It will automatically, even from the first upload, the way that you speak, quote unquote, through text comes through. Every time you make edits inside of Capture, and there's a button that's like mark complete when you're editing your show notes or social media posts and you go mark complete, that will go back into our engine and continue learning from that. So it's this learning platform itself, continuously learning from the edits you make inside of Capture so that it continues to sound like you. People are amazed that now it, like, I don't have to edit anything because it always sounds like the way that I want to write. So we built that in. There's that mechanism to disseminate it onto different platforms. We don't have anything where you can push a button and publish yet, but you just copy and paste. If it's your, let's say it's your show notes and you're publishing your podcast, you would just copy and paste the text, put it into your publishing platform, and then away you go. Super easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the important part was, I really liked the fact that platform has the ability to learn who you are and then really kind of makes you look like a rock star.
Yeah. 100%. Some people have tested because they're like, there's no way that this is, you know, learned. So they'll test, like, they might have a slogan or a catchphrase. And so they'll always just write that catchphrase either at the top or the bottom. And literally after a couple of, you know, markers completes, Capture would write with that exact catchphrase again, because it's picked up. It knows now, hey, this is actually what you like to say. This is your tone of voice. This is how you like to structure your content. So it's incredibly smart that way.
Through the engagement, you're starting to create super fans of the content, which are then resharing it and helping it scale. For example, one individual is utilizing it for his wife's business. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, the content is so good that people are starting to say, this is something really good. They're sharing it. And I look at them as super fans because they're promoting your content, which is promoting your business.
Yeah.
And it's not costing you anything.
Yes. 100%. That's the holy grail, right? In a way. How do we spread word of mouth, essentially? Because that doesn't cost anything. It's not like ads. And so that's what we're putting a lot of time and effort in, is like, how do we find those super fans, those brand advocates? You mentioned, Freddie, like, we already have a ton. We have a ton of testimonials on our website already. We're starting to build out case studies as well. We're currently working on building those pages out, so we can go deeper into people's stories, trying to build out our partnership and affiliate base so that we have a more systemized way of helping people share about what we do. There's a lot of effort that we're putting into that part of our business this year for sure, because it's the foundation of growth for any business, creating these super fans.
Yeah. One tip that I'm going to share for our listeners is that if you see somebody that's actually pushed your content forward, take a moment to thank them. One of my quotes in my book is, people will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition. Mm-hmm. Recognize them. Other people will see, oh, wow, Freddie appreciated that I shared this. Other people are going to go, wow, that's pretty cool. And they're going to start doing the same thing because it creates a momentum. And one of my other sayings is, the little things are really the big things. Taking time to acknowledge somebody that shared your content, wrote a comment, etc., is monumental. It's a little thing, but the results are monumental.
It's huge.
And so, yeah, combining with what you're doing and doing a little bit of old school stuff to say, thanks, I appreciate it, goes a huge, huge way.
Yeah, I 100% agree with all of that.
As we get close to the end here, Deidre, how can people connect with you and learn more about the platform?
Yeah, for sure. I would love for anyone here who's an entrepreneur, coach, consultant, service provider, if you are creating content in any audio or video format, give Capture a try. There's a 7-day free trial plus 50% off Capture ongoing if you use Freddie's code, which is FreddieD. Use that code when you sign up for your free trial. You'll get 50% off Capture for as long as you're on it. I would love for you to try it if you amplify your message, your voice, get your content out there in an efficient but high quality way.
That's a very generous offer.
Yeah. Yes, of course. We wanted to give back. To your point about superfans and the community, we've gotten so much through this journey from learning and listening. So we were like, how do we make this platform more efficient and give back to our current users, new users? Let's offer 50% off. Use the code FreddieD and we would love for you to get onto Capture and try it.
We'll share that in our show notes for everybody. What's the web address again?
Capture.com. So CAPSHO.com. There's a ton of buttons like start your free trial. So you can click on any of those and create your account. When you sign up, use the code FreddieD and you will get 50% off your plan ongoing.
Terrific. Deidre, it's been a pleasure having you on the Business Superfan podcast show. We had a great conversation, excellent insights for our listeners with a great tool that streamlines the process of creating exceptional content and, more importantly, having the ability to disseminate it to a multitude of platforms to really create an engagement strategy, which is a game changer.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute honor and privilege to be on your podcast, Freddie.
Well, thank you. And we would love to have you on the show down the road again and continue the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, superfan, superstar, Freddie D here. Before we wrap, here's your 3A playbook, power move to attract ideal clients, turn them into advocates, and accelerate your business success. Top insight of this episode, your brand isn't what you say. It's how you make people feel, and the feelings are what create loyalty that outlives any product or personality. So here's your business growth action step. Define your brand's why in one bold sentence and share it with your team. Then use it to audit every touch point for emotional alignment and consistency, for emotional alignment and consistent delivery. If today's conversation sparked an idea for you, or you know of a fellow business leader who could benefit, share it with them and grab the full breakdown in the show notes. Let's celebrate together and start creating business superfans who champion your brand.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Business Superfans podcast. If you found today's conversation valuable, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who could use these powerful insights to level up their business. Remember, creating business superfans isn't just about your customers. It's about fostering genuine, impactful connections across your entire business ecosystem. When you invest in those relationships, success doesn't just happen, it accelerates. Until next time, I'm your host, Freddie D. Let's keep building superfans, creating unstoppable momentum, and driving your business toward extraordinary success. See you in the next episode.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to businesssuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.